imprint, Ladybird Books, UK, USA, Canada, Ireland, Australia, India, New Zealand, South Africa. Ladybird Books is part of the Penguin Random House group of companies whose addresses can be found at global.penguinrandomhouse.com, www.penguin.co.uk, www.puffin.co.uk, www.ladybird.co.uk. First published 2023. 001. Text copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Printed in China. The authorized representative in the EEA is Penguin Random House Ireland, Morrison Chambers, 32 Nassau Street, Dublin, DO2YH68. A CIP catalog record for this book is available from the British Library. All correspondence to Ladybird Books, Penguin Random House Children's, 1 Embassy Gardens, 8 Viaduct Gardens, London, SW11, 7BW. Series info. Do you know? Visit www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk for free teaching resources, video clips with simplified voiceover and subtitles, video and comprehensive activities, class projects and lesson plans, audio recording of every book, digital version of every book, full answer keys. To access video clips, audio tracks, and digital books, 1. Go to www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. 2. Click Unlock Book. 3. Enter the code below. Stay safe online. Some of the activities ask children to do extra research online. Remember, ensure an adult is supervising. Use established search engines such as Google or Kindle. Children should never share personal details such as name, home or school address, telephone number, or photos. Ladybird. Do you know? Level 2. Earth. New words. Air. Noun. Around. Cut down. Erode. Grow. Land. Layer. Move. Push. Rise. Rock. Sky. Do the continents move? Earth is our home. The land on Earth makes the 7 continents. People live on 6 of the continents, and a very small number of people live on Antarctica. It is very cold there. Did you know the continents move? In the past, they were in different places. North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, Antarctica. Look! Look at the pages. Which continent do you live on? Which is the biggest continent? Which is the smallest? Where did Pangaea go? Sometimes the continents move away from each other. Sometimes they move close to each other. A long time ago, the land was one big continent. Its name was Pangaea. But then things changed. The land moved and moved, and the sea came in. Pangaea. This made the 7 continents. The continents are still moving today, but not very fast. Dinosaurs lived on Pangaea. Project. Work with a friend. Find out about different types of dinosaurs that lived on Pangaea. Do mountains grow? Mountains are very tall. Some grow every year. This is because the land is moving. Mountain. When continents push each other, some of the land goes up. The Himalayan mountains grow 10 millimeters every year. 10 millimeters. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. On what continent are the Himalayan mountains? What are rainbow mountains? Rainbow mountains are mountains with many colors. The colors are different layers of rock. These mountains are pink, yellow, and green. These people are on the Rainbow Mountains in Peru. You can see the layers in these rocks. Zhangi Mountains, China. Find out. Use books or the internet to find out what gives the different layers of rock their colors. What makes a canyon? Mountains go up, canyons go down. There is usually a river in a canyon. The river makes the canyon. Rivers are always moving. The water erodes the rocks. The Grand Canyon, USA. The Grand Canyon is very big. You can walk in it, travel on a boat, or fly there. The Antelope Canyon is very beautiful. Antelope Canyon, USA. Charon Canyon, Kazakhstan. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. What is at the bottom of the Grand Canyon? What is inside a cave? Caves can be inside mountains. Water often erodes rock to make caves. Caves can be very big and beautiful. Stalagmites and stalactites grow inside the caves. Caves are important homes for many plants and animals. Cayman Crystal Caves, Cayman Islands. Stalagmites grow up. Stalactites grow down. Stalactites, stalagmites. Bats like to sleep in caves. Find out. Use books or the internet. What is it called when a stalagmite and a stalactite meet? What lives in the soil? There is a layer of soil on the earth. It is where plants grow. We can grow flowers in the soil in gardens. A lot of things live in the soil. Earthworm, soil, grub, fungi, bacteria. There are very many earthworms in the soil. They help to make good soil. Big animals live in the soil too. Project. Work with a friend. Choose a small area of soil. Use books or the internet to find ways of bringing earthworms to the surface. Count the earthworms. Why do we need forests? A forest is land with many trees. There are different kinds of forests in different parts of the world, but they all help to clean our air and water. Rainforests grow where it is hot and wet. Many different kinds of animals and plants live in rainforests. It is their home too. Think, is there a forest near to you? What can you do there? Deforestation is a big problem today. People cut down forests and make farms, roads, or towns on the land. There is no place for the plants and animals to live. The trees cannot clean our air. This is bad for us and for the earth. Some people plant trees to make new forests. Find out. Use the internet or ask people you know. Where are people planting trees near you? What is an island? An island is land with water all around it. Some are very small, with one or two trees and birds. But some are very big, with towns and cities for many people. Sometimes people make islands. For example, this island in Dubai, Tuvalu, the sea is rising. Some islands are going under the sea. Loreto Island, Italy. Watch. Watch the video. See page 32. Why is the sea rising? What can happen to islands? Where can we find coral reefs? Corals are very small animals. They live in the sea. They live together in coral reefs. Some coral reefs are very big. Great Barrier Reef, Queensland, Australia. Coral reef. Lots of fish live around coral reefs. This sea turtle also lives near a coral reef. Coral. Look. Look at the pages. What animals live near coral reefs? What colors can we see in the sky? In some places, we can sometimes see beautiful colors in the sky. These are auroras. Sometimes, a wind from the sun moves the air on Earth. This makes different colors. They move and change. We see auroras at the north and south of the Earth. North, south.
We can also see them from above Earth.
Look. Look at the pages. What colors can you see in the sky? Ladybird. Do you know? Level 2. Earth. Written by Nick Coates. Series editor, Nick Coates. Read by Akisha Pierman. Copyright, Ladybird Books Limited, 2023. Back cover.
Do You Know? Is a series of leveled nonfiction books featuring video content, project work, and critical thinking activities to motivate and engage young learners. Covering a range of STEM topics from nocturnal animals to climate change, Do You Know? Takes an inquiry-based approach, developing children's language, communication, and investigation skills. Level 1. Pre to A1, 400 headwords. Level 2, A1, 600 headwords. Level 3, A1 plus, 800 headwords. Level 4, A2, 1,100 headwords. www.ladybirdeducation.co.uk. Available online, audio download, digital book, activity sheets, video, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7, page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 20, page 21, page 22, page 23, page 24, page 25, page 26, page 27, page 28, page 29, page 30, page 31.